This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Last week, the USDA said we're seeing a significant decrease in how many families can't afford to get enough to eat. Now comes new research this week from the Urban Institute and the food bank network Feeding America. It's focused on how teens cope with what researchers call food insecurity. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Alicia Blakely works at the housing authority that serves Portland, Oregon. For the past year, she's been meeting with teens, hearing about hunger.
There was one teen that was talking about his mother had a bag of rice and he decided not to eat in order to stretch to make sure there was enough for his brothers and sisters and waited until the next day where he could access food from school.
Some squirrel away school lunches. Others hope to eat at a friend's house. In the U.S., nearly 7 million kids ages 10 to 17 struggle to get enough to eat. The Urban Institute's Sue Popkin says to deal with it, some teens steal, deal drugs, or turn to prostitution.
We heard these stories in every setting. Now, these are focus groups, and we're not asking the kids about themselves. But when we asked them what is going on with kids in your community, the stories came up everywhere.
Popkin wants policymakers to use this information to increase funding for food stamps and summer feeding programs. Even food banks, she says, could be more teen-friendly. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.